Impaired driving continues to be a concern for law enforcement in Northumberland County. Both the Ontario Provincial Police and the Coburg Police Service conducted ride campaigns during the Christmas season. The OPP reported 14 drivers were charged with DUI between November 21st and January 1st. In Coburg, no drivers were charged during the ride checks. However, Coburg Police Chief Paul Vandegraaff, in his monthly report to the Coburg Police Services Board, says three motorists were charged outside the designated campaign, while others received three-day driving suspensions.
The festive ride has wrapped up, and throughout the three different ride weekends, we checked over 750 vehicles in our community. Officers issued numerous Highway Traffic Act warnings and charges, including administering three approved screening devices that led to 2 3-day suspensions. There were three impaired arrests made outside of those regular ride check nights.
Despite the increased public awareness towards drinking and driving, and with plenty of alternatives in getting home safely, January does not seem to be slowing down for impaired driving. Northumberland OPP on Monday charged a Hamilton Township woman with DUI, alleging the results of a breath screening test were 3 times the legal limit. Yet in Coburg, Vandegraaff says in the past several weeks, 3 drivers received impaired driving charges.
Since the ride wrapped up in January 2nd, we have already had 3 more impaired arrests. This is becoming a significant problem in our community and across Ontario. The rates of impaired driving are increasing, and it is completely unacceptable.
Vandegraaff is reminding the public to plan ahead for any get-togethers or celebrations by having a designated driver, taking a taxi or Uber, or spending the night. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.